When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you, folks. And now, before we hear the second part of the Independent Church of India interview, we're going to play one last song for you. It's called Be Thou My Vision.
On the Visions of Love podcast.
What do you know about that?
You know, unlike in America, a lot of times there's just a complacency or an apathy. And so basically you're saying that, you know, it's a lot more, people are a lot more alive when they become Christians in India. Would I be correct in that?
Yeah, there's a life there. It's, you know, a sharing of life. That's a good way to put it. It's like a... They're overflowing, you know, like Jesus said, out of our bellies the river will flow rivers of living water.
Mm-hmm.
It's joy of the Lord that flows over and touches others. And you don't need to be, you know, have, you know, years of seminary or whatever to be able to do this. You just have to tell what Jesus has done for you and be able to share that. And when they see it affecting other people, you know, how much joy that brings back to them. I have one story that I do like to tell, and this involves, we minister among a lot of people who have leprosy.
Yes.
Even as we were describing before about the general attitude of the culture there towards people with a certain situation in their lives, you know, this is like a particular situation that people find a lot of hardship, being shunned by others and things like that because of this disease. So we've ministered the gospel. I mean, we've ministered. We have a leprosy community of leprosy friends. We call them. They're Christian friends that, you know, and we ministered among them, and we have a church there. They love to share their faith with others. One particular story that I was saying that these leprosy friends, they have a church service. They worship with really great passion, and they sing and they clap and they really celebrate Jesus. There was a lady who was walking by our leprosy friends where they were staying. They had we have a community there where they stay, and she was very depressed, and because of some situations in her life, she was really strongly thinking about committing suicide. So she was on her way to look for some place that she could commit suicide. But as she was going, she was thinking all these thoughts, but yet she heard somebody singing, and like somebody has some joy in their life. She just looked over and saw these people with leprosy, and she couldn't understand what they were so happy about. So she went over and said, "Your situation, you know, I know it's so bad. What could you possibly have to sing about?" So they began to say, we're so happy because of what Jesus has done for us. They told her about, you know, they shared their testimony, told her about Jesus, and just totally ended up changing that woman's life and her whole family. And not only that, but she's communicated to a lot of other people too. It impacted a lot of lives. So you might think, well, somebody with leprosy that nobody even wants to talk to or touch would have no impact on other people's lives. But these people do, and they did with her, and they did with, we've heard that type of story so many times that they share with us. Because of their joy in the Lord and the life that Christ has put in them.
So I basically have two questions. How can we pray, and what are some of your biggest needs in the ministry?
Right now, during this COVID situation, especially, a lot of our people there, a lot of people that we're ministering among, a lot of believers there, even our believers who are blind, especially, are running into challenges right now in the areas of food and just basic needs in their lives, because the situation is quite drastic in the villages. So that the Lord would provide for them and help them through this time, their faith would be strong. For those who are on our ministry team, we ask for prayer for their health and their safety and for the continued work for the Lord there. Yeah, that would be wonderful. We do have some needs. We do have one pastor who ministers among blind people who right now he has 60 families that are completely pretty much without food. They're, they don't know how they're going to make it through the month here.
Wow.
He wants to continue. We've been giving out food packs that cost us $25, but it will have about, well, I don't know, it's enough rice to get an average family.
£20 for a whole family. And some groceries,
some
and dogs,
things.
Yeah, things.
So we're hoping to raise about $1,500 to be able to provide for those 60 families for the month here right now. So that's one particular need that we're facing right now. For our blind believers, I think we had talked about this before. We do need materials for them to study. Bibles would be good in their language.
Yes.
Helps that with it.
That's the Tamil language, correct?
Yes, Tamil.
Yes, it's the primary language that we're working among. And they need Bibles and they need other resources to learn the Word of God better. So these are some needs that we have right now.
So if people wanted to donate to the Independent Church of India, how would they go about that?
Oh, we do have a website where people can see some of the varieties of ministry that we do. It's www.indchurch.org, INDCHURCH.ORG.
Do you have PayPal on that, or so that they can give to you, or?
Yes, some of our different programs are there, and they can have different areas, excuse me, where you can use PayPal to donate. Yes.
Uh huh. Okay. Yeah, I went to it and I checked it out a little bit, but I didn't know about that. So basically, what I'm trying to get across to our listeners, whether they be blind or sighted or in chairs or whatever, we have so much in the United States. I mean, Stephanie and I have had to depend on other people, but even though we have, it's nowhere like India, excuse me. Wouldn't you say that's correct?
I would say, very correct,
yes.
Very correct. Especially in the remote, we do minister in a lot of remote areas, and there's some cities, but a lot of it is just small villages scattered across the countryside, and the challenges are very drastic there compared to here in America.
Definitely. What about, just curious, what about people in chairs? Do they have chairs there, or how does that work?
These chairs is really only if they go to hospitals, things like that. In the homes, normally they have like a rope cart, that something like a village one with like a four with a wooden. They have like some kind of rope cart, they call, because most of these streets are mud roads, which is they cannot use the wheelchairs.
Yeah, they have. Not a lot of accessibility.
Yeah.
It's also it's very expensive. Things like this are expensive for people in the villages.
In the United States, people with different limitations or disabilities, whatever you want to call it, a lot of times get together. Are there any kind of federations or alliances that you know of in India?
Like an association or a...
Right.
Works with people.
Yes. Like most of this, each village, like a people with a blind, they will have their, like a registered social association that they try to help to their own people, which is they will advocate that people. Like example, like an Indian government normally gives some, a little bit of maybe like an Indian money, like ₹1,000 for the people those who are disabled. So what these associations, they do, they try to get these for these people from the government. So that kind of things, they try to help them.
Again, it's a lot of challenges have to do with the fact that we're talking about villages, small villages, and rural areas that we minister in, and a lot of those things don't exist, and you can find, but
I'm talking about this near the cities. They will have, like, if they have a near the city, if the village with the people are blind, then they will have fully registered. But in the villages, you cannot find anything like that kind of associations.
I'm ignorant as far as this. Is there any kind of a registered church in India, or do they have to go through any formalities?
Yeah, you should register a church if you want to run the church. But like in the villages, normally they don't, because the village, many of these villages controlled by the local village leaders, that if the village leader allows us to have a church in that village, it's okay. But at the same time, if you're going to have a really lot of people, surely you need to register with the government.
So actually, they have more freedom in the villages. Would that be correct?
Yes. Yes.
That's good. We've been talking to Lowell Smith and Pastor Joseph, and we just want to encourage people to look at their website and to really get involved as far as any kind of donation, but mainly prayer. If you can't do anything else, because these people are really hungry for the gospel. And we just want to thank you both for joining us today, and we really appreciate it, and we hope we can do it again.
Yeah, we would love to. Again, we really appreciate you talking to us today and giving us a chance to share. And we enjoyed it very much, and we want to thank everyone who's listening, and especially if God has laid it on your hearts to pray, that you join us in praying for what God is doing in India and around the world, and especially during this challenging time we live in right now. It's very much appreciated.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for listening our testimonies, and thank you for remembering all the children of God, those who are following Jesus faithfully in India. Thank you for praying for them today. Thank you for this opportunity for us to share. Thank you.
Well, God bless you, and thank you for everything that you do.
Thank you.
God bless you guys.
God bless you too. We appreciate it.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.
I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I